Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, as you might guess, there is more need this holiday season in our community, and some of the traditional ways to meet that need have had to change. Port Huron Masonic Lodge has always helped local families at Christmas time, and this year they can use the whole community's help to pitch in and help. On the line to tell us how, Masonic Lodge Master Ted Davis. Good morning, Ted.
Well, good morning, Paul.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning. John Marshall from the Masonic Lodge in Port Huron online with us as well. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everybody.
Ted, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you folks usually do at Christmas time to help out and how other people could get involved this year.
Yes, I would love to, Paul. First of all, let me thank WPHM, yourself, and my fellow brother, John Hitchens, from the Masonic Lodge in Port Huron, for helping us to get this special message out to the community. Paul, I'm sure some of your listeners are well aware of the fact that Port Huron has had a Masonic Lodge for many, many years. I just wanted to take a minute to explain a little bit of the history. The Port Huron Masonic Lodge was actually chartered in January of 1853. And that was eight years prior to the Civil War, and 1 year before a young boy by the name of Thomas Edison moved to Port Huron. And about 30 years prior to his invention of the light bulb. So for 167 years, the Port Huron Masonic Lodge has been a partner to the community. And I am honored and very proud to have been elected for the second year in a row as the head of our lodge. Paul, for many, many years in a row, our men and the families of the Port Huron Masonic Lodge have strived to provide a very special Christmas Saturday for the children of our community. So we have served hundreds of lunches for our Lunch with Santa for many years in a row. We'd have the kids come in. They'd be able to have a great lunch. They'd be able to sit with the jolly old Saint Nick and be able to tell Santa their favorite wishes, and we would provide an opportunity for a family portrait. And it was always a very magical event, which we were rewarded with hundreds of smiles from these kids and their parents.
Yeah.
And obviously, as we've all come to understand, this year has been quite different with the sadness of COVID and the situations and how it's touched so many families and impacted them on both a familiar way and also on an economic standard.
For sure.
So what we've decided to do, and you know, everybody is always trying to look into the future and see, well, can this event happen or can that event happen? And the COVID situation has made all of our plans continually change. And we finally had to scratch the Lunch with Santa off the calendar here just a few months ago.
Mm.
So what we came up with was, let's try to make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. So we know that there are lots of families and lots of children which are hurting in our community and, of course, around the country. So what we've tried to do is work with our community partners, and these are faith-based organizations, school districts, mentorships, and to identify families that have fallen between the cracks, families that don't have the assistance, and other groups reaching out to support them. And what we've found was we've identified 10 local families that are have a tremendous need at this time of year, and we are trying to provide them with a magical Christmas. And we're trying to do that by raising money. And we started to the game late. It's been very challenging to try to reach out and get the message out, but we're committed. And we're having a tremendous reach out from the community. People are getting involved. People are kicking in. And we are absolutely positive that there are going to be 10 families that are going to have a Christmas that they did not intend to have this year.
That's fantastic. We know this is a really generous community. We know that people will pull together when there's need out there, and what a great idea. John, maybe you can tell us how people can help out to meet that need.
Well, we've reached out to community partners, one being WPHM, my alma mater, where I began my broadcast career 4 decades ago. You and I worked together at WJR, Paul, in the past.
Yeah, we did.
And we've worked together on the Mackinac Race, so I'm sure you've heard that voice somewhere coming through a speaker. Let me use it now to tell you the 3 ways that you can donate. Go to GoFundMe.com. Under their search, it's in the upper left-hand corner. Look for the Port Huron Masons, and you'll find us right there. You can use your debit card, credit card, and 100% of what we receive is going to go to these families. You know, like a lot of the charities, there's administrative costs, etc. We've minimized all that. We're putting that money to good use. So, again, it's GoFundMe.com. Search on Port Huron Masons, and you can make a credit or debit card donation there. If you'd like to give cash, well, you can call 810-982-5044, and you'll probably talk to me, and we'll make arrangements to make that happen. We can also take a check by snail mail, and we're located on 6th Street here in Port Huron, so the address, 927 6th Street, Port Huron, Michigan, 48060. We appreciate all of our community partners, especially WPHM, getting the word out for us. And we've only got until this weekend to get these donations in and then go to work getting this into the hands of these 10 families so that they can have a Merry Christmas.
What a great feeling to know that there are 10 families out there, you know, as Ted said, that don't know they're going to be able to have a Christmas. They think this is the year that everything is going to be scaled back, and thanks to the generosity of the Masons and the rest of the community, they're going to be blessed with just a beautiful Christmas this year.
Well, Paul, I've got to say, this is something I've done in retirement. I've, after all these years, I started as a DMLA in Port Huron. In my retirement, I decided to join Masonry. It's one of the best things that I've ever done. Being a Mason is all about being a better man. And this is what we do. We get out and try and help people and really work at it hard.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's fantastic, and you know, with everybody that can help out this year and is filled with that spirit of generosity, this is a great way to do it. Again, go to GoFundMe and search for Port Huron Masons and make your donation. John, Ted, thanks so much for telling us about it. Thanks for what you're doing, and I know that there are families out there that are really going to benefit from this.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, guys. Take care.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.